two, one, boom. You are now entering the dojo of Mojo and the Thrive Time Show.
Thrive Time Show on the microphone. What is this? Top of the iTunes charts in the category of business. Drilling down on business topics like we are a dentist. Providing you with mentorship like you are an apprentice. And we go so fast that you might get motion sickness. Grab a pen and pad to the lab. Let's get in this. It's time to bear some fruit like some Florida oranges. 3, 2, 1. Here come the business ninjas.
Sonic boom.
Kind of like creative one today, you know. I mean, yeah. Oranges.
You like that flow, that one. You like
I
that one.
I did like that. Oh, flow. I'm telling you what, you were going to the next level. You know what? You remind me of that video game where you know you beat one boss,
whoop 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 whoop, whoop
and then
whoop,
you go to the next level.
Whoop, whoop.
You're on level two.
And then you have to beat at the end of all the whatever you do, the jackassery of the game, and then you get another boss who's bigger and tougher.
And then your
and
jerk brother hits the reset.
That jerk.
That's what I remind you. Yeah.
You're like on the third or fourth boss right now with your intros. I'm telling you. I mean, you're getting there to the super.
Up.
You're almost to the super boss.
Now here,
that's his rap name, Super Boss.
Super Boss. Nice. Okay, what we're gonna do now is we are going to be answering the questions from a Thriver, Scott, who reached out and wanted to schedule a time to shadow me. And again, quick reset. Scott attended our workshop there in October, and he had a great time at the workshop. Scott, can you describe for the Thrivers out there what your experience was at the workshop? What was going through your cranium as you were? Because it's kind of overwhelming. I mean, there's 15 hours. It's 15 different sessions. It's a 45-minute sprint, 15-minute breaks. We're covering marketing, branding, sales, F6 life, time management, accounting. What was going through your mind as you're going to that thing?
Well, when I had been listening to you and I was trying to adjust my mind, and then you were talking about the conferences. So we went to the conference, my daughter and I, and
we had lunch together, didn't we?
We did have lunch together.
Yeah, that's right. We did. That's right.
That's right. That's right. And the simplicity, not the ease, but the simplicity of the system that you're talking about floored me. Not only because I didn't know what I didn't know, but I didn't know how to get there. I didn't have a road.
And here's what blew my mind is your daughter's taking notes right along with you. She's 16, and you came up at the end of day two and you said, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my daughter working here. She said on her own, I'd like to work for free, whatever I need to do. I just want to learn entrepreneurship. That girl came to work for free for about 2 days, and on the third day I told John, we got to pay her. This girl is outperforming.
Why did you have to pay? What made you think that you had to start paying
Well,
her?
She was doing search engine optimization.
Come on.
And the quality and the diligence of the work she was providing was higher than that of one half of the paid team.
Wow.
And
okay,
I realized that she was better, and because I recognized that a business is based upon the three P's, great people, great product, great profit. It was a good idea to pay her. And so Roberta's been on the team for a long time. Honestly, she's just a great member of the team. She'll be going full-time here over the summer.
Yes.
And she's close to earning between 14 and 17 an hour, depending upon the task she's doing. My goal for the summer is to kick her up into about $22 an hour based upon the work she does. And we do merit-based pay, so she has a flat rate, but she gets bonuses and that kind of thing. So that's pretty awesome when you think that your daughter at the age of 17 could be pulling in, you know, $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
If she was full time. And she's just getting going. She actually requested to work for Freezy to learn graphic design just this last week.
It's a super move. You know, how many podcasts we have up there now? Hundreds?
Hundreds, hundreds. Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to go through all 100 of them, but there's a lot of them out there that we talk about all the super moves about getting ahead in life.
Yes.
And it may feel like you're going backwards to go to an organization and say, I'll work for you for free. That sounds like, it sounds
backwards.
Like, it sounds like you're doing the backstroke, but you're doing the backstroke to go
backstroke.
Forward.
Yeah, backstroke it. And stroke it. And kick.
Now, reverse skate. Reverse skate.
Do the dice game.
Do the shuffle.
Couple skate only.
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's parents are here to pick you up.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Nobody in eighth grade has parents. I don't have parents. I was beamed here.
So it's like, Billy Johnson, your parents are here. You're like, oh.
I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. And then all of a sudden, you realize you got about a dollar left in your pocket. So what you do is you skate up there. You skate up there to that concession stand. You know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got that nice linoleum, you know, countertop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you buy a big pickle.
Oh, those pickles.
Does anybody else go out there and buy a pickle? No, but you are skating, and your parents are going to pick you up.
Because you're unique.
Because you're going to buy that, the pickle, and then the DJ hops on the mic, and he makes it happen. He turns on the black light.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns on that nice disco ball, and he says,
ladies and gentlemen, this final song will be a couple skate only, couple skate.
And you realize you're confident enough now that you can skate backwards.
Because you've eaten a pickle.
Backwards. You may feel like you're going backwards, but you're actually going forward with that relationship.
Is the pickle so big it feels like it's a second person skating with you? You can go out there and just skate with your pickle?
No, you know, the problem is you're uneducated. You're an eighth grade boy, and you don't recognize that having pickle breath isn't a move.
Right before the couple skate.
Right. But you're skating backwards, and you think you're going backwards, but that relationship is going forward.
Ooh. There you go.
And that's what it's like. You got to learn. You got to invest in yourself. Be willing to work for free if you need to.
It's a super move, and they're all scattered throughout our podcast, all these super moves about how you can get ahead. And as much as that sounds like you're going backwards, it's not. She came in, she proved herself. It's like a job interview. Hey, I work for you for free. It's really, quote unquote, a job interview. I mean, let's call it what it is. And she came in, and after a couple, 3 days, you recognize the talent. You recognize the diligence. Right. You recognized all the great things about her. And you said, you're an employee now.
Something that you didn't mention in that list right there, Z, was that I want to brag on Clay for a minute. He's built a system to where people like Roberta want to stay. They want to come in and stay because she sees the value. She can learn graphic design for free. She can learn videography. She can learn search engine optimization. She can learn how to be a business coach. You can learn any of these things that you want as an A player on the Thrive team.
But can't you learn how to shuffle skate?
Not here.
That's a bunch of crap. That's got to happen.
We're getting the skating rink. We're doing it.
Before we answer Scott's question, I have one more rabbit trail because we want to keep that rabbit trail going.
Hippity hop.
My mom is a kid. You get older, sometimes you forget
all
the details.
That's weird.
Remembering my mother back when I was a kid.
Okay, I get you.
What happened was I was probably 10 or 11. And my mom was at Sam's Club. And Sam's Club, they used to wear skates when working there. Do you remember
really?
That? They wore like the quad skates. Z, do you remember this?
Yeah, I'm old. I remember this stuff, okay? I remember back before we had cell phones. I'm that old.
You used to call me on your landline.
On your rotary phone.
You used to call me on the long distance. Uh-huh. I used to have a huge cord.
Mom, it's long distance.
Somebody's calling long distance. No, but that was a thing. And so people were skating in Sam's Club, moving the carts. And one guy's like skating. He's probably listening to this. He's probably got the headphones. He's probably got a Walkman on. And and he's probably listening to a classy song like
Flock of Seagulls.
It's like, you know, like it's more of like a I can't go for that. No, can do. I can't go for that. And then he's like, but then he switches to a new because he has a greatest hits album. You can go to like the greatest hits of that era.
The B-side, flip it over.
That's right.
Right. He's back into some Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me. Yeah. And then what happens? He's skating right into my mom.
Hits her
with a whole massive row of carts. Probably more than 30 carts.
Oh, my.
Runs over her. So immediately I'm thinking to myself,
lawsuit.
Well, as a kid, you're like, that's funny. I mean, cha-ching. Are you okay? I mean, because at first you're not really sure to process the emotion. You're
right.
Like,
that's
funny. That's terrible. That's great. It's bad. I don't know.
Do I laugh?
I should have been videotaping it. Oh, wait, this is before phone. Sorry.
And right away, the Walmart, the Sam's Club manager comes on down. He just comes on down, and right away, they're on it. They were on it. Oh, great service.
Bam. They said, ladies and gentlemen, we've had an injury here on it.
And the guy just, everyone just comes down, and they right away bring us upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been upstairs to Sam's Club?
No, I've not been hit by 30. I've not been hit by 30 cards before.
There's no parking, baby. No parking on the dance floor after an injury.
Yeah.
So you got to get off that floor.
Yeah.
And they bring her upstairs, and they're like, are you okay? You okay? Kind of let her get calibrated. Do you want a water? Do you want ice packet?
Are you okay? Will you sign this? It says you're okay.
No. That's what they did. And they gave us a big check, dude.
They gave you a check right there?
Big check, yeah.
How big's big?
I don't know because I was a young man. I cannot.
It's like 2 feet tall by 6 feet wide.
I can just say.
What's those big checks that they do?
I can just say they took care of us and they made sure it was not a thing.
Nice.
But they ran over my mom while roller skating. That happened and they took care of it and they were all about the follow-up calls.
That's the move though.
Seeing a chiropractor right away. They already had the systems in place.
Oh yeah.
So it was scalable. They knew how to handle it. This isn't the first time someone's been injured at Sam's Club, so they were on top of it. But Scott, what business questions do you have for Dr. Z and I here while we have you on this Ask Us Anything edition of the Thrive Time Show podcast?
Well, having learned recently from you guys that I need to have a scalable business instead of another job that I'm creating for myself, Do I run? Is it better to run both a new scalable company under the same name umbrella as my food truck, or divide them up front into two different names? Do SEO website for both of them separately.
I'm very, very passionate about helping you because I know your daughter and I know you guys and I know what you're all about. So I'm going to give you a lot of specific steps because I've actually helped a caterer. So if it's okay, Z, I'm going to give him thousands of dollars of consulting for the low, low price of nothing for free.
That's what we do at ThriveTimeShow.com. Right.
We help you execute if you need help. Podcast, I'm going to walk you free through the steps. So here are the steps you need to do. One, figure out how much profit you make. And Chip, I share that with you in the show notes for 514. Step number one, you want to determine how much profit you're going to make per customer. Now, I've worked with three caterers in Tulsa, one outside of Tulsa, who have helped grow their companies. And wedding catering, wedding prices are like airport prices. Z, have you ever been to the airport? You ever thought about the airport? You ever been to an airport?
Oh, I love airport. I love the Tulsa airport. You know why? Because I'm either coming home from a great trip or I'm leaving to go to a great trip.
There you go.
Well, here's what happens. The Tulsa airport, they say, the Chicago airport. They say this in Chicago all the time.
You go, Chicago.
I was just in Chicago last week flying back from Owensboro, which turns out you have to fly up to Chicago to fly home to Tulsa. I'm up there and I pull into this little bar area. And I want to get myself a Moscow Mule. A Moscow Mule.
Now,
a Moscow
Mule. Or what?
Well, a Moscow Mule at the airport's like $18. It's like $18. And you know why it's $18?
Because they can.
Right.
You'll pay it.
So wedding prices, you want to determine your prices, but here's what I'm going to tell you. For weddings, you can usually clear a profit of more than $2,000 per wedding. For sure. Like, I don't know if you're aware of weddings and how that works, but that's weddings, it's always...
It's been a while.
Yeah, you can clear a $2,000 profit because the average wedding has approximately 200 people there, 150 people there, and you can get your costs. I mean, you can make some really good money on that. So wedding catering is where it's at. Now, outside of wedding catering, there's corporate catering, but you want to figure out your profit per customer. Step two, Chuck, you want to determine the number of deals you need for the year to hit your goals. So if you said, I want to make $100,000 a year and the average event is a $2,000 profit, I mean, Z, how many deals are we talking about? You study mathematics.
Fitty.
Right. Move number three. You need to gather 100 Google reviews from sincere people that have tested your real food. So what I would do is I would serve your food, the food truck you have, I would serve samples of that food and ask people to leave your reviews. So when you're at your food truck, hey, because you have an audience, hey, I can give you a free kebab, a free this, a free that. You want to try it out? Give us a review. Boom. And so get 100 reviews. Step number four, you want to buy a third-party ad on wedding websites. Like thenot.com is great. You buy a third-party advertisement there. Move number five, you want to build a Google Canonical-based website. Move number six, you want to stay married, so you want to just commit to doing one podcast per day about the content so you can be top in Google. We can help you transcribe that content, but you just need to do one podcast a day for 30 minutes a day. Don't do an hour a day. Don't do 4 hours a day. Just do 30 minutes a day about wedding catering in Tulsa. If you do that, step number seven is you're going to turn on your AdWords advertisements after you have 100 reviews. Don't advertise until you have 100 reviews. Move number eight, you turn on your retargeting ads. That's the ads that follow people around everywhere. And then move number nine, you build an inbound sales script. And move number 10, you want to set up call recording. If you do those moves, it works. And you've got to have a script and you've got to record the calls. If you're going to build a business, you've got to have that big brother conspiracy, eye in the sky. Otherwise, you don't have a business.
There's a reason why I've incorporated my Z in all my businesses.
Come on now.
There's a reason why I have done kind of a globalization of my businesses, even though it's an auto auction, even though it's a optometry clinic, even though it's a diagnostic sleep center, even though it's a thoroughbred horse ranch. And the reason why, I think there's strength in numbers. And what happens is you build some momentum. So to answer part of your question in, should I make them separate? Should I keep them kind of under the same umbrella? The thing about it is I think there's always that strength of going, hey, this is the same people. I eat a taco from these guys every Tuesday. That makes a great taco. This is the same guy. I mean, if one business is successful, there's a strength in tying it to your next business. There's a strength in that because now people are like, hey, wait, that's my favorite taco truck. Man, they got the best taco in town. So why not give that guy a shot at doing our wedding.
And Richard Branson couldn't be here today, but he would agree with you.
Right. And there are a lot of great guys out there. So if your first business is not good, I was going to say sucks, but I won't say sucks. I'm going to say if it's not good, then you don't want to tie your second business to it. But if it's good and you've got good mojo, right, then what you do is you take that mojo and you spread it to the next business and then the next business and then the next business, okay? Because right. When people go, hey, listen, I buy eyeglasses from him. He's fair. He's friendly. He does a great job. I'm in, I'm out. They're super. They're rock stars. I like that. So, you know, now he's doing this business. I mean, they already have a little bit of love for it. Even if it hasn't even opened, okay?
Right.
And so I think that if you're doing well, then, yeah, use that name. That you've been, you know, for me, I've spent a lot of money in promoting the name Zellner in Tulsa. A lot. Over 25, 20, almost 26 years.
So much so, if you go to the Waterfront Grill with Dr. Z or the Polo Grill, when he gives the person the credit card, they usually go, hey, man, I hear your commercials. Almost every time he gives a credit card, they say that.
Right. Every time I give his credit card out, they say that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for not spending as much as the guy that had it before you.
I toned it down.
But my point is, you build up that credit. So use that, you know. Use that.
It's a love bank thing, right?
It's a love bank thing. So, you know, you're spending a lot of money to build it up. You're spending a lot of time on building it up. And use that. And so I would say that you continue on with that. So you don't make them so separate people don't know they're there. I don't want them to know that, you know, I own both. You want them to know that because you're doing well in the one and you want people to then take that credit over to the next one.
One good thing, too, is you won't be competing with yourself at all. Cross-branding or whatever. You'll have one website. So you can concentrate all your search engine optimization efforts on that one brand and that one website.
Yeah, and people can go to it, and then you're promoting one thing instead of two things.
Right.
Right, you're promoting one thing. You're saying, hey, food truck's going to be here doing this. Oh, by the way, if you also need an event, you know, we'll get you fixed up over
here.
Where
I see a lot of people that get stuck is on step number one, determine the profit per customer. You got to pay yourself first. You got to figure out what you're going to pay yourself per event. And then you got to figure out the number of events you need per year. You've got to figure out that number you're going to pay yourself per event. That's where you do the food costs. It's a lot of spreadsheets, you thinking about it. And then once it comes time to get those reviews, a lot of people just, Chup. It's like, God.
Peter out.
Ask everybody. Just, I don't want to push everybody.
Yeah.
But I know you have what it takes to be successful. You're a tenacious dude. What branch of the military did you serve in?
I was in the Navy, and then I joined the Army to go into the Special Forces.
You were in the Navy first?
First.
How long?
4 years.
And then the Navy for how long?
And then the Army for 6 years.
Yeah. All I'm just saying is I have never been to basic training. I've never served our country, but I know that it's harder than running a business. But I know that running a business is harder than being an employee. So I can say that if you look at that scale, running a business is harder than being an employee, but being in the military is harder than both of those. So if you can do that, 100%. And for OxyFresh, we've got a lot of guys who buy OxyFresh franchises who were in the military, and they honestly think it's so easy because they already have a system, and they're like, implement the system, right. Do the system. That's why vet-owned franchises really, really do well.
Mega demand.
Because they already know what to do. So I'm just going to tell you know what to do. Our team would love to help you, but that's the system, and then we'll share that with you to your email address, and that way you have the plan right there in front of you.
Thanks.
That cool? Well, Z, without any further ado, we're going to end this show with a boom.
Let's do it.
Are you psychologically ready?
I'm ready. Let's
end it. Are you booming?
I'm getting ready to.
Are you physically booming? Ready?
I'm getting ready to.
Emotionally ready, Chup.
Ready?
Emotionally.
Chup, spiritually, are you ready?
I'll never be
emotionally. Another great podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Three, two, one, boom!